Well, NPR is a specialty engineering and technical risk management consulting firm based in Alexandria, Virginia, in the United States. We've been in business since 1964, and we're celebrating our 60th year of providing high-value technical solutions to utilities and technology developers across the globe. We're founded by three principal architects of the U.S. Navy's nuclear power program, and their lessons of technical and design excellence are foundational pillars of our company to this day. Our business focus evolves with time, as you might imagine, but we currently work in five main business sectors. We work in energy, power generation, power delivery, health and life sciences, nuclear technology development, and then finally, federal services within the United States. Been invited to Aruba here to investigate the recent power outages, as everybody is well aware. I've spent the last week meeting with Elmar, various representatives, and we've been trying to learn more about the outages that have occurred, what Elmar is doing about the outages, and to lend some of our experience to make sure that we have a good path forward and that the power grid will be restored to a reliable condition for all the stakeholders here on island. I'm joined by three of my colleagues, Catherine Inge, Spencer Paul, and Frank Del Campo. Catherine is a subject matter expert in energy resilience and has been conducting Black Start exercises for critical infrastructure within the United States. Spencer Paul is a power systems engineer, much like myself. He's a subject matter expert on power transformer design, procurement, installation, and testing. And then finally, Frank Del Campo. He's a 20-year NPR career electrical engineer. He's been working in all manner of hardware design, installation, and various problem-solving techniques in the power industry for his entire career.